And now for something completely different.
A relaxed ass is a happy ass. But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Definitely a happy ass.
Bye. If you hear this opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Thanks for being with us on another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, only available on RadioValencia.fm streaming and broadcasting from the Mission. Today, it was Maldoror's brilliant idea to put together an entire show of porn background music?
That's not exactly what the idea was.
It's basically American porno groove and other musical XXXX explorations.
There's a reason for this. Do we have time to explain it here?
Not exactly. We have a minute and 45 to get in and get out. So let me just go ahead and back announce. We opened up the show with Ron Jeremy. It was Dick Dagger's theme. That's off the Porno Sonic unreleased 70s porno music. We also heard...
That was good, actually.
Forbidden Fruit by David Gold and Gordon Reese. You guys, we have so many treasures. Is the show about porn? Not exactly. It's just music. But it is the cure to catastrophe, so stay tuned.
Okay, class, our final exam will be coming up at the end of this week. The test will be comprised of 20% written, 30% oral, and 50% anal. Any questions?
Professor?
Yes, dear.
Will there be any extra credit?
I am so glad you asked.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Mission. This episode, now with more girth and endurance for less button pushing. This is The Cure to Catastrophe. We are exploring American Porno Groove and other musical XXXX explorations.
I feel like there's some context that needs to be established.
Yeah, let's
here,
go ahead and
lay that
foundation.
That one of my vinyl nerds.
Because we love
pages.
Plot. Some of us need plot.
Some of us need plot.
Some of us need audio. We'll move on. Yes.
This wasn't supposed to be a show about porn.
It's not about porn.
But I found one of my vinyl nerd pages. Someone was talking about this record they found that's all about sexploitation, blaxploitation, and kung fu movie trailers and soundtracks. And it's just wah-wah groove funk, which I've been going through this weird wah-wah funk thing.
Way to qualify what's happening here. We like
so,
that.
Yeah, I was like, I was going to play a bunch of that last week, but it was so goddamn hot in here that I didn't want to bring a record down.
Because it would wilt.
Wilt, warp, yes. So yeah, it got put on hold for this week.
It couldn't maintain its constituency in the heat.
Anyway.
It got limp.
I talked to my mom earlier today. And, yeah, she said she might tune in, and I completely forgot that this was supposed to be our theme this week.
We're so excited whenever Mom Dora listens, and nonetheless, the show is not about porn. This show is about some of the psychedelic funk, some of the Afro-punk funk. I mean, there are so many, it's like part of it's smooth jazz, part of it's EDM, the background music that goes into porn in the era when people did not listen to porn on mute, which is to say next to their partners. Just kidding. Why did you cough into the mic on that?
Because I didn't know what you were about to say.
Well, no one ever knows. But this is a fun show. So
I'm still just going through my wah-wah funk phase. I'm not. It's not all the pornographic weirdness.
This isn't pornographic weirdness either, because
But I did
I
bring
found...
that record, which I do not have queued up, because I've been busy getting the show a full loft. A loft.
Let's get the show aloft. It does have wings here on the, at Radio Valencia.
The damn thing's got wings.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi's up.
Well,
the wires have been jiggled. They're not melted together today. And if you wonder what I'm talking about or what Maldor is laughing about, go ahead and check out last week's episode, which came out pretty well, all things considered.
Considering the station melted down.
It fucking melted down.
Show,
so did we.
The computer overheated and just started playing apparently garbage
it
out
was
on
such
the air.
A wild thing. But, not garbage, the band. Actual trash.
But the podcast got recorded, so we did. We have... produced the podcast.
Good for us for sallying the fuck on forth.
Yeah.
And believing that the podcast would come through. So if you want to go ahead and find that podcast, guys, go to RadioValencia.fm. We have a new website. Most of the things work on the new website. We're excited about that.
We have a new website?
Don't we?
No.
I mean, it doesn't look different, but the back end is different. Anyway,
no.
RadioValencia.fm. Don't
nope,
say that.
The guy we gave...
Not a lie.
The guy who's...
Oh, yeah.
Everything's
just
going great.
Lie. Okay. Hashtag jiggle the wires. Hashtag award winning.
Hashtag melting down in the middle of the show.
That happened. It did happen. And if
it
you want to hear
me
it,
for once.
That's fine. So hear all about it by downloading the episode on RadioValencia.fm/podcast, and then go to The Cure to Catastrophe.
Incidentally, Mom George has confirmed she's listening, so I'm really looking forward to your second set.
So my second set is deeply offensive. We could skip it. I suggested as much. The only reason
I... Do you
want to
back announce what you heard on the first set? Just so
yes,
Mom Dror knows what she's missing?
Oh, Mom Dror, I'm so sorry. So I thought this was cool because the last one... We closed out the opening set. It was an arrangement by Quincy Jones. So I thought that held... Mom Dror, please, I'm appealing. But it was the Ray Brown Orchestra with Coming and Going. They did not take out the porn sounds from the background. It's true. Before that, it's two is better than one, which you can figure it by the upstrokes. We also heard Bare Knuckles, the main theme, and Chow Chung's theme by Thunder Fist. That was a double shot off the album that Maldor is going to enlighten us with. Sex, Sleaze, and Soul, Nice Treats presents... That's what your son brought, Mom Dror. And then before that, we heard the opening credits, as always, by Richard Cheese. We heard Forbidden Fruit by David Gold and Gordon Reese. And opening it all up was Ron Jeremy with Dick Dagger's theme.
It can't really be Ron Jeremy. He's not a musician, especially not of that caliber.
And does his voice sound like that? No, he's not a musician, but it was him saying at the beginning, like, it was this ass, you know,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Gotcha.
Mom Dror, I apologize in advance. This is actually not about porn, but this is about, like, the funk movement. This is about... What is this? It's like psych funk.
Yeah, was this stuff really easy to make? It doesn't seem like it is. I think you have to be kind of virtuosic to play
and
funk.
And this is the time where these guys are probably laying down, like, six or seven tracks to do this. Right? Yeah. This is it's an orchestration, should we say? It's pretty fucking well done.
I wonder how many famous people... are doing this as a side... We're doing this as a sideline.
We won't ever know. Hey, did you know I was going to include some of the stuff from the Deep Throat Authority? Oh, no, that's not right. The verbiage was the most proven book in history. That's what it said. The most proven book. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's something related to physics. But we appreciate your door knocking on a Saturday morning.
Things.
Yeah, amazing. You're listening to The Curative Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, and if you are at all curious about what Maldor and I are referencing about our last episode, the fact that he didn't do a week that was... now, I'm a little bit heartbroken about that because I fell apart on air, and it was a very funny show, and we had a very good time, and I was waiting for him to
It was your turn.
It was my turn. I might have been overdue. That said, later on in my last segment, I did throw in what I thought was going to be like a counterbalance to what you're going to produce. So I put in an old week that was from Mother's Day this year. Hi, Mom Dror. Anyway, so the point is we don't have a week that was from last week. So looking forward to that. But if you guys want to hear, but if listeners out there in Radio Land, listeners of the future, want to hear how it all went... Go to RadioValencia.fm, find podcasts, and then go to The Curity Catastrophe. Just find last week the episode. Maldor does a great job of the description. You can see all of the playlists that we have there. It's kind of a good setup.
Also, if you're interested in hearing the first 25 minutes of this show, you'll want to go to the podcast section because I forgot to hit the red button.
Fuck yeah. Really?
Yes.
So is it, but it still it's, will
it,
podcast.
It totally gets recorded.
So we haven't been on the air for 25 minutes?
I believe that's correct.
But your skin looks great.
I don't know for sure.
You know what's so disappointing? I worked so fucking hard on, oh, nobody cares.
Nope.
That's why it's a hobby. That's why it's the Curity Catastrophe.
It's important to have hobbies. This is the biblical episode.
Shit's going to be so depressing.
I just biblically fucked up.
You did. It's all perfect, and it's all on brand. Thanks for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday. The Curity Catastrophe.
Sing. Come and sing. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound. When the man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him.
And in a way They did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven his throne is made of gold. The ark of his testament is stone. The throne from which I'm told all history does unfold. Down here it's made of a wooden wire. And my body is on fire. And God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb. My head is shaved, my head is wide. Like the moth that tries to enter the bright eye. So I go shuffling out of life just to hide in death a while. Anyway, I never mind. Killing is called evil. Wears a wedding band that's good. Tis a long-suffering shackle covering all that devil blood. And the mercy seat is a-burning. And I think my head is glowing. And in a way I'm hoping to be done with all this weighing up the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And I've got nothing left to lose. And I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is a-waiting.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe.
Wait.
I like to sneak in that first part, wait for the laugh,
wait.
And then give it a nice finish.
Way to be efficient.
Well, we like to pepper it in. That was Maldoror's first dirgy set.
Yeah, it was a little dirgy. I mean, when I start with biblical themes, obviously I go straight to Johnny Cash. Sorry.
No, sorry. That was great. That was like that one was of like, the better songs in the set.
We could do the Bible, and well, just because you don't like the, you didn't like the Nick Cave song, which I knew you weren't going to.
No, that's not true. I didn't like that particular version of it because I was
really
waiting
terrible,
for his resonance.
It was a really terrible, like tinny recording. I didn't realize that when I downloaded it.
Yeah, and so I came back to Maldoror and I said, you know, this leaves me feeling like church, like I'd just been at church, like hollow,
empty,
yeah,
meaningless,
yeah. Not meaningless, just hollow.
All right, so we kick things off with Johnny Cash, with The Man Comes Around, which has references to a whole bunch of stuff from the Book of Revelations. It also talks about... That's actually all from the Book of Revelations. Oh, and Gospel of Matthew. The parable of the 10 virgins. The virgins were all trimming their wicks. That line never made any sense to me. But apparently it's about the second coming of Christ. And
trimming their wicks? I think they were making their eyebrows go fleeky.
It's also hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Is from Acts 26:14. And I did not know Kicking Against the Pricks, which is the name of a Nick Cave record, was named for biblical reference. So I learned something this week. Middle song of the set was, as mentioned, Nick Cave with an incredibly tinny recording of The Mercy Seat, which is all about, you know, the Ark of the Covenant, the Caperet, and Old Testament hoo-ha, and also somebody going, taking that slow one step at a time trudge towards the electric chair. So, you know, and then the last
I mean, in the same way, though, I mean, we were sort of talking about this off air, but I just don't feel that we're that different, even if we're not people that are sentenced to death, per se, but we are, it's one foot in front of the other every day, and we just march toward the end. We just don't know when it is. That's the only difference. Please go on.
Okay, so this is not a religious program.
It's not. These are
we just randomly chose the Bible as a theme.
You said you threw a dart at Bob Dylan topics, and lo and behold, the Bible.
I was like, this is one I can work with, because there's a zillion songs that have biblical themes. Because the Bible, I mean, it's a bunch of horse shit written for goat herders.
Shepherds were very important. Jesus was a fucking shepherd.
Kicking
also.
Against the pricks is a reference to an ox. It's supposed to be a parable for like trying to resist like worshiping the Lord, but an ox. It was him kicking against the goad, like they were, you know, giving him the oxen prod, and he kicked against them until he damaged himself. And it's like, see, you shouldn't have. And it's a metaphor for, like, you need to worship properly, or... so, again, bullshit for goat herders.
I just think it's interesting that this topic came up and you said yes, like, absolutely yes, no reservations. Because as a person who grew up having to study the Bible in terms of the Mass and the way the Bible's presented, but also the Bible as allegory, which I learned through the Jesuits, we don't need to go over this. So when you sent it, I was like, okay, I'm going to do things that are a little bit more of a satellite, right, that suggests something about the Bible. Because to me, I mean, the stories are, to me, Buddhist koans have done more for me than biblical stories. Because biblical stories rely very heavily upon who interprets them. So, for example, in a Mass, the priest will give you the homily where he interprets a story he just read. And it depends on whether or not you have a priest who can give good homily. It's so hard to find good homily these days. And it's true, right? It determines. It depends on who's interpreting the story for you.
Have you tried to find one without any teeth?
That's a Catholic joke, isn't it?
It's like a...
Were you an altar boy? No, I just thought you were looking for a priest with no teeth, and they
homily. I think it's just, yeah. Anyway,
so as a person who did study it, who really studied it, and also studied theology, I can be done with that. Like, the category...
You could have said, no, let's do, I don't know, dirt or water.
No, it's good to talk about it. I really like talking about it, and I like that you're interested in it, Maldor. That's the thing. Well, I can get into whatever anybody can get into.
As a nonpartisan, the Bible is all full of fascinating stories that I can't believe people believe this bullshit. But there's great stories in there if you're an ignorant goat farmer.
But you're so interested. So is there a story in the Bible that resonates with you in terms of how you should be as a person? Like, is there anything that you learned that you really like take in your heart?
Well, based on this radio show, probably Job. Last song of the set was Lot's Wife by Prince Allah, which was, hang on, I need to jump backwards here. Which, you know, as we all know, Lot's wife looked back towards Sodom and all that she was leaving behind as she went towards the Lord.
Which is not unlike the original story of Orpheus and Eurydice, but go on.
And turned into a pillar of salt.
Anyway.
Yeah, if you need biblical stuff, there's so much. Reggae is a deep, deep, deep vein of like...
Yeah, if you need biblical stuff, you can go back to the Greek literature originally and find all the original stories. Now, I understand that was like Polly, you know. We went from like...
Cow Polly?
No, just, I mean, like Polly gods to one god, you know. We went from... Anyway.
So what did Odysseus and Eurydice...
Well, that was it. So Orpheus and Eurydice they were an ill-fated. So Orpheus was like the god of like music, and then Eurydice, who was a daughter of like a bunch of powerful gods, they kind of got together, and then they got set like, you know, tragedy and love. But the whole thing was, Eurydice died, and she like went to the underworld, and Orpheus was like, I'm pretty sure this is how it goes. Orpheus was like, I can get her back. He goes with the help of like some nefarious help. And the deal is, as they're leaving, I think this is the story, as they're leaving, she's not supposed to look back. If she looks back, they don't get to complete the journey. And that's what happens. She looks back and then loses the opportunity to, like, be resurrected. I'm pretty sure that's a story.
That sounds right.
But there are so many, you know, when I was studying philosophy and theology at the same time, I was just like, fuck, man, all these stories are the same, right? So it's interesting to me that you took this topic from Bob Dylan.
The story is that the woman won't do what she's told.
Did you want to read those reggae lyrics back again? Mankind is so... You are so lucky to have womankind, even if we are cut from your rib.
And...
Even if we are a subset of you, somehow we've evolved.
There's so much crap, and it's also patriarchal.
Yeah, there's so much crap that you guys fucking made. You guys have been in charge of this whole disaster the whole time.
This is the Curated Catastrophe.
Only tolerated on RadioValencia.fm.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where they never use a big word when a little filthy one will do. Not like that, man.
Solomon, they never follow men, cause if you do, your brain is more hollow than space oblivia, all the abyss. miss with no trace of trivia left with the hiss. Does it pay to be deaf, dumb, and blind? From a slave, he was kept from the mind. And from the caves, he crept from behind. And what he gave was a sect of the swine. When the Bible, it condemns the pig. I don't mean to pull your hems or flip your wigs, but we used to wear a turban. But now we're in the urban. No more wearing beanies or dressed like a genie. No hope is broken because I focus on the facts. Put it on the track, put it through the wax. I speak on Jacob, it might take up some time. And too much knowledge, it might break up the rhyme. I did it anyway just to wake up the mind of those who kiss stones or praise on the carpet. Those who sit home and sell books by the market need to chill and get their mind revived. For years, religion did nothing but divide the basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. I stroll through the books of Job to unfold and open Bibles instead of hoping on revivals. Calling on his name and screaming hallelujah. When he hallelujah, that's how the devil fooled you. See, look into my eyes, brethren. That's the lies of a reverend. Why should you die to go to heaven? The earth is already in space. The Bible I embrace. A difficult task I had to take. I studied till my eyes were swollen. And only a rose went. I found out that we were the chosen. I deal with the truth and build with the youth. And teach my son as he kneels on the stoop. Son, life is a pool of sin. Corrupted with foolish men and women with wicked minds who build picket signs. The legalized abortion, the evil eye extortion. I quiz some with my wisdom. Before I converted, I was perverted. And knowledge was asserted. The study of wisdom, I preferred it. The understanding, it gave me mental freedom. I even learned Caucasian, but really the tribe of Edom. The white image of Christ is really Caesar Borgia. And the second son of Pope Alexander, the sixth of Rome. And once the picture was shown, that's how the devils tricked my throne. I brought my side to save a man, but no one gave a damn. From my nation, the seed of Abraham. Blessed with the tongue of Hebrew. Now we strung on needles, and some are plunging evil. So study and be wise in these days of darkness. Peace to my nephew Marcus. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt.
But from my point of view, the four Gospels are, I think, to be regarded on the whole as historical documents. I'll even grant the miracles, because speaking as one heavily influenced by Buddhism, we're not very impressed by miracles. The traditions of Asia, Hindu, Buddhist, Taoist, and so forth, are full of miraculous stories, and we take them in our stride. We don't think that there are any sign of anything in particular except psychic power.
Hello. It's Ren. I don't really know how to start this letter. Oh, fuck it.
Is this life really what it seems? Cause lately I've been in this place between awake and dreams. I know I only reach out to you when I'm feeling blue. I promise I'm not using you, I'm just confused. I've got some questions I would like some answers to. Like, is there meaning to this state of short existence? My existential thoughts, you hope there are, cause I'm resistant to thinking that there won't be something better in the distance. And God, is there an afterlife where pain is non-existent? If you're of that God, do you sit upon a throne? Or are you a humble soul wearing sandals and tattered clothes? Do you mingle with the people like an equal then on Sundays, just kick back and chill and put your feet up. Did I really choose this life that I'm living now? Will my sins be forgiven if I speak them out? I won't lie to you, God, if there is a heaven, I really hope I get there, cause for real it sounds like heaven.
Reading past the lines, I just let go. Searching for prophets, my faith it is paper thin. So many questions in my mind, they replay like an echo. They never stop, my Messiah is porcelain.
Dear God,
Why do people kill each other in your name? Is it really what you want, or have we lost our way? Cause it seems like religion can cause division, or people living in prisons of moral values they're given. What is right and what is wrong? Am I a sinner if I don't comply with everything that Moses said, or is that dumb? And why do people disguise hatred in your name? Homophobia, a history of violent wars and causing pain. High priests in the tower stacking riches. Women burnt at the stakes called witches. In the name of God, Allah, Zeus, Jesus. People claiming lives justified by your allegiance. I think it's more complex than good versus evil. I think that there's both darkness and light inside people. Through different eyes, a man called a terrorist could be a freedom fighter if he's fighting for the side you're with.
Reading past the lines, I just let go. Searching for prophets, my faith it is paper thin. So many questions in my mind, they replay like an echo. They never stop, my messiah is porcelain.
So is it ignorant to claim that we know what you want? And if I fast for the Sabbath, is that what you want? Or is tradition just superstition, religion, the human vision just crafted out of people's ambition? Listen, I knew a girl that lost a baby before it was born. What's the purpose of that, God? What is it for? Why did my best friends die before I hit 25? Is it because there is something better in the afterlife? God, I've been feeling suicidal lately. Mental health is worsening. It feels like it might break me. If you're watching, you know that I've been strong. But God, how much longer do I have to hold on? Please just give me some solace, so that I know you've got my back. Please just give me some relief. God, is that too much to ask?
Yeah, you know how it is when there's this many jiggling of the wires. It can only be the curative catastrophe.
Hey, hit. How we gonna lose with shit like this, my nigga?
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of infidels, suckers. Who adhere to sucker religions? Life's the Bible. We living in biblical times. First chapter. This chapter called men. Given knowledge by the psychotic, the black was college. We don't add it up, then that shit'll leave us divided. It's sorta like Ten Commandments. I'm talking about men and standards. I'm trying to reverse the damage. You boys obsessed with cameras. The debt we was handed. So many move like Judas. Look at the past, it's proven. It's my duty to speak truth to power. I be feeling like it's my fault. Around your enemies, then they call you before you hear about it. Talk to you like it's still love, keeping your vision clouded. Trying to get cool with guys cause you want them to choose sides. Campaigning with the haters, dismissing truth for lies. Definition of a man, don't fall on the stand. For your soul, the exec let you hold in advance. Don't be discouraged, just go with the plan. Gotta have faith in God's grace over the land. And I pray for the day when they lay down in caves. Make their way up out their maze, get their mind up out of days. Too many mamas laying flowers at their graves. Don't rap about death, it's power in what you say. Second chapter, and you get what you give. It's power in how you live. I sit and talk with the kids and tell them just how it is. Go straight to avoid the bids. Living fast could wait, stay down and work on your grades. Speak gospel for the next generation. You could have it all, just don't side with Satan. I seen that take down most of the greatest. Hotel suites, Hollywood stars hanging. The other side of what you think is fly. Your jury could be cursed, and so can your ride. Let that soak in your mind. Suburbans and Beamers, shot up with Ninas. How to stop a young genius. Spiritual like a deep cut from Shirley Caesar. I wonder if it's Jesus when the baby reach up. Sharpening up myself cause I know they need us. My African skin gave me the passion to win. Praying this doesn't come to a tragic end. Third chapter. This chapter called women. Y'all been the rib since the beginning. A woman's intuition is what a man is missing. To understand your wisdom is something I had to learn. Somehow you the most unprotected on planet Earth. Your smile lift me up and your eyes kiss my soul. Your sweetness is honeycomb, such a lovely tone. You hold the power to make a house a home. Because of you I wanna right my wrongs. Kiss your mother cause we only get one. One. A grandmother's words to a grandson. Beautiful minds, developing time. Checks every month cause you held me for nine. They might see an image of a woman who's flawed, but I see a woman in the image of God. Highest regards, I light a cigar. To men, women, and children, my Bible is ours. Oh,
open it up, listen to it anytime. That Revelations vibe get you through it. Ain't none of us perfect. I damn sure ain't praying this doesn't come to a tragic end. We just gonna hope for the best and do our best to be our best, no less. Yeah. Yo, I woke up this morning, had to pray to God and thank him cause I made it this far. I kept it me. I'ma stay me no matter what. No matter who change up. I'ma try to get him to see the right path. So I think I'm on the right path.
Hey, what are you doing? How you doing? I'm the fake Bob Dylan, and you're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, only tolerated on Radio Valencia.fm.